Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on a Friday morning, wet, slippery, kind of icy Friday morning. Be careful. 35 degrees, forecast details coming up. It was laundry night last night.
I know.
And there was nothing on TV.
There wasn't?
What do you do? Well, you have so many pets, you can just play with your pets, I guess. But like, it seems like the washer runs longer when there's nothing on TV. You know what I mean? And if you're watching something, it's like, whoa, hey, did the washer stop?
Okay, do I need to gift you a streaming service for your birthday this year?
I think I'm just about there because thank goodness there's MLB Network and you can watch a baseball game or whatever. ESPN has even gotten dumb. They had cornhole national championships on the other night.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, are you kidding me?
That's insane. Is that like the real life ESPN 8, the Ocho, like from Dodgeball?
it's exactly what it was like. I was like, there's nothing on TV.
Is that an athletic sport?
Well, it was on TV.
Does that mean that drinking could become a sport?
Yeah, these fat dudes that look like they're all rednecks are playing and they're wearing shirts with sponsors on them and stuff.
Stop it.
Like NASCAR drivers.
No way.
And they're throwing a beanbag into a hole. I'm like, what is going on
with
TV?
I thought that's what you did at a backyard barbecue while you were drinking like
yes.
a Yingling.
Exactly.
Like a lager.
Exactly.
Okay.
So then I come in this morning and I see, there's new rankings out by state. Who watches the most TV?
Where does Pennsylvania fall?
We're number 35 out of the 50 states.
Oh, okay. Solidly in the middle. That's good.
There you go. Yeah. Well, that's Pennsylvania, really. We're just mediocre.
We're just mediocre
at best.
We're not
good at anything, but we're not really bad either.
We're good at a couple things.
So.
We're good at really not having the best roads.
Yes, there is that. We're number 35, but guess who number one is for watching TV?
Is it Florida?
We play everything in Florida. I know. That's right. West Virginia. They sit around, they watch a lot of TV.
Yeah.
West Virginia. They watch an average of 4 hours and 31 minutes a day.
4 hours.
Unbelievable.
Do you know what's really interesting? Last night.
What?
The hubby and I, we didn't turn on the TV.
See, like, I always have it on for like background.
No, I don't ever turn it on.
Or I have one of our fine radio stations here on my Sony.
That's what's always playing in my house, friend. I stream everything on the app.
You are marvelous. Take a little cash out of the kitty for yourself today.
Thank you so much.
Set upper management. So Pennsylvania, and it even looks at like what kind of TV you watch. Pennsylvania watches 3 hours and 13 minutes and 50 seconds of TV, and Pennsylvania's favorite TV shows are reality. Oof.
I mean, I could see that.
You think a lot of people in this area, Central PA, are watching...
People like The Voice.
Naked and Scared or whatever that show
is.
Oh,
Naked and Afraid.
Yeah, that.
That show is like a train wreck. Like, you don't want to watch it, but then you can't look away once it's on.
So that's where your 3 hours and 13 minutes are going?
I don't watch that much TV.
And Survivor and all those reality shows, that's what Pennsylvania is watching.
I tend to watch more movies or series.
And I'm just like sports...
I'm obsessed with Grace and Frankie right now on Netflix.
I have no idea who Grace and Frankie are.
Oh my gosh, Women of Central PA, if you haven't watched this show.
Grace and Frankie?
Oh my God, it's so funny. It's Jane Fonda and Leah Tomlin.
All
and
right.
It's like just the best thing
Watch
ever.
Grace and Frankie, Central PA, and see if we can move up the ladder. All right,
no,
from
no,
35th
let's not,
to maybe
let's not
30th
try,
next year.
No, we don't want to. We want to stay in the middle.
It's raising
Tom and Laura in the morning with some late night TV.
An Italian manufacturer is making an attempt at introducing stand-up airplane seats. Here's one of the few things I know about seats. If you're standing, not a seat.
94.1 WQKX, more than 40 years of the best songs on the radio, and that was definitely one of them. Santana with Matchbox 20's Rob Thomas from the 90s. We've got news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up. Laura, you've got how many? 20, 25 cats in your house?
That's actually the specific number that I have, 25. No.
You don't even, like... Now you're playing along.
Of course I am. Because you're so ridiculous.
I know, but I like when you used to get angry. Now you just go, of course I do.
And I roll my eyes.
And you roll your eyes. Yes, you can.
I have four cats.
Four cats.
Four. And I know that is like crazy cat person territory.
You're close. Yes, you're so close.
One more and it would
One more cat
tip the
strays across the field and sits on your porch and you're there. All right, cue the cat.
Meow.
job.
A new study. Matt does the best cat noises.
Anyway, thank you.
A new study says that cats can recognize their names.
Yes, they just choose to ignore you.
That's exactly what the study says.
Oh, there it is.
So, and you, the cat owner, knows that. Cats can recognize their own name and probably a few other words, too, like food or whatever. So do you think all four of your cats recognize their name?
Yes. 100%.
And what are their names again?
Tyrone.
Felix.
Penelope, who we call Fat Peeps.
Fat Peeps.
And Seymour.
And Seymour what?
Seymour Good.
Seymour Kitty Cats.
Seymour Good.
And I think we all need a little more good.
There it is. There it is. See what I did there? Seymour Good.
I love it. Ah. Okay, so four cats.
I just got that now, and I never known that until just now.
There it is.
There you go.
See what I did? And then at the barn, we have Patches. That's our barn kitty cat.
So you actually have five cats. You've crossed the line.
But
you
that's
are
the
that
barn cat
lady.
She lives outside.
All right.
Domestic cats.
Mm-hmm.
Four domestic cats, one barn cat.
I just think it's cool that somebody did a study. Now, if you want the cat to come cuddle on the couch, if you call them a bunch of times and they don't come, it's not because they don't understand what you're saying. It says they just don't want to cuddle on the couch.
Have you met a cat before? Like, they only do what they want to do.
I've often said that cats are going to destroy the human race. They're just waiting. They're waiting for the opportunity.
Like that SNL skit, Laser Cat.
Yeah, there you go. I thought you were going to say Toon Sis the Driving Cat.
Oh,
that was
too.
Funny, too. Anyway, so cat lovers, yeah, your cat just isn't in the mood for you.
Paying tuition, consolidating debt, remodeling,
94KX, that'll get you ready for Flashback Friday, which is just a few minutes away. Get your requests in. A little Bon Jovi gets you fired up. We played that for Amanda from Coltman. I hope she's a little bit more fired up now. On her way to work.
It's Fry-yay!
Fry-yay?
Yeah, I've heard that before. Fry-yay.
Okay, all right.
I'm with you.
All right.
Fry-yay!
I got to run this one by you. You're our social media guru. The latest
I wouldn't go that far.
The latest dumbest challenge out there.
Oh here we
God.
Go.
Is the car alarm challenge.
Oh, boy.
Okay, and?
Now, before you think it's like running down a street smacking cars, or, you know, to set off the alarms. No, you do it yourself with your own voice. You have to take light chops at the front of your neck, your throat, while you make the siren sounds.
What?
And then you have to video that, and you know, you got to see if it'll go viral. So these are humans. These are not cars.
That's good.
Okay, now as we enter a Flashback Friday, listen to this last person. They do the final countdown by her.
While this is impressive,
yes,
I just have to ask again, why?
Yes. You know what?
Exactly.
You just inspired me for Try It Tuesday.
Oh, no.
It's income tax refund.
Flashback Friday. Thank you, Catherine, texting in Billy Squier.
That song is awesome.
Yeah,
and if Movie Mike is coming in, the movie Couples Retreat. There was an awesome scene that used, one, that movie's funny. It's stupid, but it's funny.
All right.
But there was an awesome scene that used that song when they, like, play Guitar Hero.
Oh, boy.
To win their way over to, like, the other side of the island, the cool side of the island.
Billy Squier music?
Yes, literally, this song. And the dude's like, he's like, Monsieur Marcel. And he's like, I'll warn you, I play on expert level.
Movie Mike will remember that movie. He probably gave it one guitar stroke.
Vince Vaughn was in it, and Kristen Bell and a couple of other people anyway. Jason Bateman.
Yeah. All right. The requests are coming in. Mike wants to hear Mr. Big from the 90s.
Oh, cool.
So that's on the way.
Yeah, keep them coming.
We'll keep the phone lines open. But you know what? We got to open up the phone lines right now because one more couple is going to the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce Food and Wine Fest. One more pair of tickets.
Let's do it.
You better have them.
I got them.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We are going to grab caller number 4 this morning for the last pair of tickets, the last way you can get into the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce Food and Wine Fest. It's tomorrow, and it's going to be great. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
It's Blaze Alexander Ford's Tax Eliminator.
What's new in theaters this weekend? What's new in theaters this weekend?
This ain't gonna be easy.
Here's Movie Mike with the new movie rundown on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Sticks. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Let's play a game today of how well do Tom and Laura know Movie Mike?
Ooh, okay.
Oh, this could be fun. Okay.
There are 3 new movies opening today, all of which are completely up my alley for very different reasons. So see if you can guess which one I'm going to see first.
Okay.
I want to see the most. Okay, we're going to start off with Shazam. A streetwise 14-year-old foster kid develops the ability to turn into the adult superhero Shazam.
Yes.
With star Zachary Levi. Mm-hmm. And most people don't know this, but Shazam's real name is Captain Marvel. But they can't call him that because Marvel also had a Captain Marvel decades ago, and they got the copyright on the name.
I did not know that.
But yeah, his real name is Captain Marvel.
Fun fact.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so Shazam opens today. Then we've got Pet Sematary, based on the Stephen King novel. A couple discovers a mysterious burial ground hidden deep in the woods near their new home.
I hated the original, and I will not be seeing the remake.
But it had that great Ramones song.
Stop it.
I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery.
Nightmares.
Okay. Well, Laura won't be seeing that one.
Okay.
And finally, we've got The Best of Enemies. A civil rights activist faces off against the head of the local Ku Klux Klan in 1971 Durham, North Carolina, over the issue of school integration. And this one stars Sam Rockwell and Taraji P. Henson.
Oh, man. These really are up your alley.
Yeah, all for very different reasons.
Yes.
Yes. I go with Shazam.
I go.
Because of the kid.
Okay.
I go with Pet Sematary because he's such a horror fan.
And the winner is Laura.
Ah!
I'm excited for all of them, but yeah, it's going to be Pet Sematary first.
I figured you would start your day with a little gore and then probably like get a little jovial with, let's see if I can do all 3. I say Pet Sematary, Shazam, and then the deeper, more thinking one.
Right, right.
That would be the order I would give you.
Yeah, that'd be correct.
That's,
really?
That's about right.
Hey.
That's what he's going to do.
Okay.
Start disgusting and end thoughtful.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. The natural evolution there.
Okay. You'll be coming back just before 8 o'clock with?
Tim Burton's Dumbo.
Cool.
Oh, boy. Stand by.
Here's the deal. Toddlers are expensive.
Strawberry?
4KX Flashback Friday. Some great requests. Cynthia says, play some Heart. Anything from Heart. I always liked Straight On, man. That was a cool song. Some people said it was Heart trying to do disco, and they didn't like it. But 1978, disco was king, and Heart was there. It's kind of neat. Better late than never, because on Friday we push it back.
We do. That's so that Movie Mike can, you know.
Movie Mike needs his space.
He needs his spot.
He needs a double shot.
And we like to keep the suspense, too.
Yeah. It's and people text things in at the last minute.
They do. Hey, what are we singing today?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah, we got lots to do.
I feel like next week we should sing Disney songs all week leading up to when we give away the...
when we give away the trip.
Yeah.
Are you guys kidding me?
Come on. I propose that.
No, I propose that, too.
You lose.
2-1.
No, I win because Pharrell is 46. And obviously it makes you happy.
Right?
Yeah.
It's birthday buddies. Yeah. It's birthday buddies. Yeah.
Christopher the Kid Reed is 55 from Kid and Play. Remember that? No. See, that's why we don't do musical birthday. Paula Cole is 51. Do you remember her?
Yes.
No, you don't. She had a couple hits in the 90s.
Hello, the opening of Dawson's Creek.
All right, never mind. Let's get to the birthdays. She got me. It's time for Tom and Laura's Birthday Buddies. Happy birthday to Angela Sikora. She's 36 years old today.
Donna Bachma from Sealands Grove is 50 today.
Lisa Orner from Sealands Grove is 41. Happy birthday.
Brenda Melhorn from Middleburg is 55.
Emily Maust from Middleburg is 35.
Michelle Lahr from Herndon is 29. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Dave Huckenborough. He's from Brook Park, 53.
Heather Romanot from Danville is 47.
Nicholas Kovachets is 34. Happy birthday.
Chris Browse from Lewisburg is 49. Happy birthday.
Heather Schaefer from Sunbury is 38.
Rebecca Skoo is 35. Happy birthday.
Daniel Marks from Sealands Grove is 45.
Jessica Coons is 38.
Scott Saxon from Sunbury is 32. Happy birthday.
Darren Hunt is 55 today.
Jordan Caspar from Sealands Grove is 23.
Stacey George from Sunbury is 51. Happy birthday.
And Dino Horstman from Shamokin is 52. Happy birthday.
Kyle Ann Jeremiah is 43.
Just texted in a few moments ago. Shiloh Weichel is 25. Happy birthday from her boss, Missy. And a real nice lady texted in with two birthdays. Hayden Spreed of Beaver Springs, 6 years old. Taylor Kerstetter from Mount Pleasant Mills, 6 years old. I think they're cousins, and they love listening to Tom and Laura.
Love it.
And we have a bunch on the Facebook page this morning.
Cow.
Yes. So Chloe Weichel is 25 today. That's from Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Tammy, Quinn from Watsontown, 9 years old.
Everybody's got a birthday.
That's right, and we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can text us 49330, or you can call us 1-800-326-94KX. Every single morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Styx. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. Dumbo stars Colin Farrell as a war veteran who returns home and goes back to work at a failing circus run by Danny DeVito. His two children discover that the new baby elephant can fly, which makes the circus suddenly popular. But then an entrepreneur, played by Michael Keaton, buys the elephant from DeVito, and things go downhill from there. Dumbo is the latest remake of a Disney animated classic following Cinderella, The Jungle Book, and Beauty and the Beast. I don't know why they keep doing this, since it's impossible to top the originals. It's like Disney is saying, we're going to take this thing you love and give you an inferior version of it. That's certainly true here. The original Dumbo only runs 64 minutes, so this new movie has to invent a lot of story to stretch things out to 2 hours. What they come up with is not particularly original. Rich hotshot taking advantage of a small business owner? Been there, done that, times 1,000. It's also worth mentioning the kids may grow bored by the film, which has long, talky sections that are elephant-free. I mean, come on, there's a flying elephant. Why wouldn't they give him as much screen time as possible?
That's the whole point of Dumbo.
The flying elephant.
Isn't that why people are buying tickets?
That's the whole point of Dumbo.
Pay attention. What's that cliche? Pay attention to the flying elephant in the room.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. In fairness, Danny DeVito is hilarious, and one or two scenes generate some suspense. Dumbo isn't awful, but it is relentlessly bland and uninspired.
Ooh.
Just watch the original again. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 2.5 hallucinations of pink elephants.
So was there that scene?
Well, you know, they completely changed that scene.
What scene?
In the original.
The pink elephant scene.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Where
right,
he's like
right.
He gets
drunk and hallucinating.
Yeah.
Well, that is
all right.
Kind of...
I have to ask. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, friends. And it wrecked me as a 7-year-old.
Here we go.
The scene where the mom is in the cage and her trunk is out and she's rocking him singing Baby Mine.
Mm-hmm. The elephants do not sing.
What?
Arcade Fire remade Baby Mine that plays over the end credits.
Stop it.
So
the song
is in the movie performed by Arcade Fire.
That's an abomination.
Which is not a good version of the song.
Well, see, I don't know how I feel about these remakes. The original Dumbo, oh my gosh, if you need a good cry, go watch that.
The originals are perfect. We still have Aladdin and the Lion King coming up. I don't know why we need these inferior versions of great movies. I'd rather just stay home and watch the great movies.
There you go.
I agree. On VHS.
Beta. This is next. Mike, have a good weekend.
Thanks.
Bye.
Ask the Expert is brought to you by UP.
94KX and a Flashback Friday with Tom and Laura in the morning. It's also the first Friday of the month, and that is...
Figo Friday!
Chelsea Davis Pagana is with us.
Hey,
Figo
guys.
Is all about what?
Figo means cool in Italian, mm-hmm. and basically it's just inspiring you guys to be healthy and to eat well and to feel good.
So
Chelsea, wait. Tom, because I love her tag. Stay Figo, stay fresh, kids.
That's right. Yep. All the kids. All the grown-up kids, the babies, the kids in the womb, all the kids.
And you're looking really well so
yes,
far.
Thank
Speaking
you.
Of babies on the
How
way.
How do you feel?
I'm feeling good. I'm about halfway there.
Oh, my gosh.
So, whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, living on a prayer.
Is this what this feature is really supposed
to
be about?
It's all about getting me to sing on air.
No, it's not. It's all about feeling good. What are we doing this month, Chelsea?
Yeah, so I'm just encouraging everyone to get outside this month. You know, warmer weather is around the corner. It's here. I mean, this week, the, you know... the temperatures are supposed to be in the high 50s, even some 60s we're going to see. So here are my top six ways on how to stay fit and get outdoors being healthy.
Okay, get outdoors and staying fit, the top six.
Yep. Okay. So walking, so super easy. Mm-hmm. Okay. Push a stroller. You can walk the dog. You can walk your husband.
Okay.
I think the dog walks my husband.
Yeah. That could be it, depending on the size of your dog.
Yeah. All right. Going, you know, you can go to the Shikellamy State Park and go walk. You know, there are just tons of places. So just it's as easy as just getting that 20 to 30 minutes outside.
No membership required.
None.
Let's go for a walk.
Don't need a gym membership. All right. Number two, take a hike.
Take a hike. That's up Laura's trail.
Yeah.
Opt outside, baby.
Yeah. That's right. Do you know any hiking trails you can share?
Yes. So actually, Dales Ridge in Lewisburg is a really, really nice family-friendly area. Mm-hmm. Easy parking. You could drive out to RB Winter State Park.
Love it. You could
head to, like you said, the marina.
Yeah.
And then rail trails everywhere.
Yes. And Danville has a lot of trails too. Mm-hmm. Geisinger Trails. And then there's the trail area across from Sheets. That's kind of
And then over my way, Elysburg, the watershed. Beautiful walking and biking trail.
Yes.
There you go.
Put Cam in the little hiking backpack. She just is loving hiking.
Awesome. All right. Number three.
Number three, play with your kids. Take them to the park. Yesterday we had Cam at the Susquehanna University track. There was nobody there. We were running around on the football field, running up and down the bleachers. I got exercise. She got exercise. We had a blast doing it.
Playing with your kids is actually good for you, too.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
Next.
All right. Next is get on a bike. Bicycling, it's sometimes a little taboo in our area because I think people assume maybe you've lost your driver's license or something.
Oh, no. I'm just kidding.
Commuting on a bike can be a little challenging in our area. We have all the trails and stuff like that, but there are plenty of back roads to boast. So, you know, just getting on your bike and just going out for like a 20-minute bike ride, enjoy the scenery, get some fresh air.
Safety first, wear a helmet.
Safety first, wear a helmet. For sure, guys.
So, next.
Yep. Next is sign up for a 5K or a bike race. There are tons. This season is coming up. Yeah. And, you know, you're supporting a great cause if you're signing up, you know, supporting something that you care about.
Actually, next weekend in Lewisburg, our friends at CASA, Superhero 5K in Lewisburg.
There it is. Great idea.
It holds you accountable because it's like something to train for. You know what I mean? So get that date on the calendar, sign up for something. And then my number six one is just get outside for some spring cleaning. Do some yard work, right?
Right.
Everybody has a pedometer on their phone. I don't know if you guys knew that, but the health app has a pedometer. So if you just put your phone in your pocket, you'll see how many steps you get in.
Cool.
Aiming for that 10,000
steps. Laura jogs and mows the lawn at the same time.
I do, actually. No, that's a true life story.
Right, there it is.
My dad offered to get me like a lawn care service. And when we first moved, I was like, fine. But he asked me if I wanted it for this year again. And I was like, you know what, Dad? I actually enjoy mowing the grass, but I only have a push mower.
Right.
I'm like, because I'll jog it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then work out, get a little cardio in.
So sweeping the porch, raking some leaves.
Yes.
It's all part of a workout.
It's all about getting those steps in.
I bet you could get the kiddos involved in that too.
Oh,
yes, you can.
For sure. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everybody likes to jump in leaves no matter what time of the year it is. So there's the top six ways to get in shape
and
outdoors.
I know it's random, but six is like Cam's favorite number right now. She counts 1, 2, 3, 6, 7. So we skip.
I like
four
that.
And five.
There you go.
That's why I chose six.
So this week, a video, right?
Yep. So we're going to share the video on the 94KX Facebook page, but it's just my daughter and my husband and I just getting outside and just inspiring you guys.
Perfect.
All this weather. Gets warmer, get that spring fever, get outside, kids.
Vigo Friday with Chelsea Pagana Davis.
We love
it. Friday.
First Friday of every month. And what do we say? Stay Vigo.
Stay fresh, kids.
Milton Savings.
Flashback Friday, Diana Ross was there, and she was turning things upside down. We've had a great list of requests today. You guys have been absolutely fantastic. Flashback Fridays, sometimes you wish you could flashback all the time, but we can't. We only do it on Friday. You know what we're doing all week, though? It's National Money Smart Week.
Yes.
And
Milton Savings Bank. We've been sharing some things on social media, some tips and tricks, just things to keep in mind, especially when you're trying to get your finances in line. And I feel like this time of year, everyone's sort of scrambling to be like, oh, no.
Tax time. Yeah.
But with taxes in mind, it is a great time to maybe learn a little bit about retirement, the different kinds of savings accounts that are out there. Would a CD be something that you should look at, invest in? What about like a vacation club, a holiday club, something to help you like get ready for spending a bit more than you're used to? Mm-hmm. And Milton Savings Bank is a local bank that's definitely here to help.
And when they were with us earlier in the week, they talked about scamming, too. A lot of our elderly people in the area get scammed. And just go to our website and you'll be able to learn the tips how to say no.
All you need to remember is the IRS, they don't call.
Exactly. That and more during National Money Smart Week with Milton Savings Bank.
Details at WQKX.com.
It's your family.
Flashback Friday, 94KX with ABBA. Seems like we always have to sneak an ABBA song. Do you say ABBA or ABBA?
I say ABBA.
Okay, because I've heard it both ways.
Is that incorrect?
And I don't know. Every decade they seem to change it. And you're up on the Broadway stuff and all that. So did they say ABBA there?
On Broadway? When I saw it, they said ABBA.
Yeah,
okay. It's ABBA.
Because that's the way it started way back in the 70s.
I wonder if it's almost like a British English thing, ABBA, with the softer A instead of the A, it's the A.
That could be it. The song's called Waterloo, and we are done. Sean Carey's on the way next. Maybe we'll see you in Lewisburg tomorrow.
That's right. A big congrats to all of our winners, the Greater Susquehanna Valley Chamber of Commerce, their first ever Food and Wine Fest, featuring some pretty fantastic bars, restaurants, wineries, and cideries from around the area.
How about that winner today that grabbed their last set of tickets? Was she the most excited woman or
what? Oh, gosh. I can't wait to go tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. It'll be really nice to hang out.
Whatever you're doing this weekend, get outside and enjoy that beautiful weather.
Just like Chelsea said, opt outside, take a little walk.
That's it. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.